4 DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
DOS. November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren, one announcement.
M4HHC, that's Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. You want to go with your announcement now?
Appreciate that. We had three show up for testing this morning. Two technicians who took the general test and advanced to general class. So we're thankful for that. And then one general who took the extra class, and he advanced to extra. So upgrades, three upgrades this morning, and everybody was excited, and we were very happy for them. This is N4HHC.
It's fantastic. I'm sorry I didn't make it over there, but I had some other things I had to get done that were pressing here at the house, so I had to get that taken care of. Sorry I missed out on all the fun today, but I'm glad we've got two new generals and a new extra class out there someplace, and appreciate you bringing that announcement to us. Do you want to put a number on that so I can count it as a piece of traffic?
It can be a number one.
But you're number one there, young man. Does anyone need any fills on Warren's announcement? But again, we appreciate you bringing that to us. Sound like y'all had a productive test session over there, since we've got two new generals and a new extra class. But appreciate all the work that the folks over there do, for the testing sessions, and being so faithful to get it all done the third Saturday of each month. But again, we appreciate it. Thank you much for that announcement. Do we have any other announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. This being Saturday night, before we start the RF check-ins, we'll go through the pre-net check-ins, and then I've got a couple of echo link stations up. So we'll go through the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll go over and get our echo link stations. Now, we'd like to say good evening to K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda up there down in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Brunswick, Georgia tonight. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KC4L, he's down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, long time no see. Get me checked in there, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4 PLT, Richard and Pendergrass. It's always good to hear you calling the net, Gary. Good evening to you, everyone on the net, and I'll just be a short time listening here.
KI4 DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4 AZ. This is Kevin down in 96. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net, 73 to all who can hear.
KI4 DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, Richard. Please check in my wife Sally, Wistie Bravo 9, Romeo Alpha, my daughter Ashley, Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, and my club call, Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3 DOV. Negative traffic, we'll just be monitoring. Good hello, everyone.
KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Enjoyed the visit today there, young man. Had a good time. We'll have to do that again soon, I hope. But do appreciate you taking the time to stop by while you were in the area. Really enjoyed it. And here we got KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin. He's down there at 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you're doing well. And KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Simpsonville. He brings along his pretty little bride, Joy. WB9RA, that's Miss Sally. And their daughter, Ashley, KA4ACL. And the Upstate Amateur Radio Club is K3DOV. Thanks for bringing Sally, Ashley, and the club call along there, Richard. Hope y'all are doing well. Good hearing you on the air. I hadn't heard you in quite a while. Hope you and the family are all doing well there, young man. If there's anything we can help you with, you just let us know. Additional stations, Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. I didn't hear mine. This is Greg, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Greg, I'm sorry I didn't hear you either, but I do appreciate you coming back. KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg, down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you are doing well. And I guess there was a double in there somewhere, Greg. I don't know. I did not hear it. But when it's on Echo Link, sometimes I don't hear that part of it. But we got you in the log, and thanks for being with us. All right, we'll go over to the alphabet side of the RF check-ins now. This being Saturday night, we'll start with the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS, boss.
King Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's the Marshalls, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
Hey, I'm for DOS. Check in, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. John, and I'm in Honeyapipe, and I'll be negative and negative and not. Good evening, and good evening to all on the net.
With DOS. In Kilo Juliet 3, Bravo Oscar Zulu, Jennifer, and I am in East Asheville this evening, and I will be negative and negative.
DOS.
Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie, N40JC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4 DLS. Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry and Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. And KF4CKT, that's Mr. John. He's down there in Honey Pat. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And KJ3BOZ, that's Miss Jennifer up there in East Asheville. Jennifer, did I get your call right?
Did. Well done.
Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. I believe that's the first time I've checked you into the net, when I call it. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. We have a different net controller most nights at 9 p.m. I'm just filling in a little bit on Saturday nights for a few Saturdays, but I normally call the net on Wednesdays. So come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Also, I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. And KR4ACR, Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HX. This is Patrick up here in Penrose, so calm. Traffic tonight, Gary. It sounds like you got a good net going. Lots of calls I haven't heard in a while and a few new ones there.
KOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Good to hear those new calls, Gary, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks. And stay dry.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Hey, don't get confused. This Saturday night, Patrick will be calling tomorrow night. That's Sunday. So, you know, never know when me and Emma will be in the hot seat. But do appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Echo. W8FE, I am mobile tonight in Central. My name is Russ, Romeo Uniform, Sierra Sierra. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W8FE, Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Echo. Mr. Russ out there on the mobile in Central tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Russ. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you there, young man. But appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the net. We're going up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you. Yes.
Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4,
India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. And Gary, thank you for calling the net. No traffic, no problem.
QS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. I'm a little out of breath. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Now, Donald's going to be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. And, you know, we're looking for high winds. We'll talk a little bit about that. Hope everyone has a good night when you get there.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And I hope y'all stay batting down. Supposed to get some pretty high winds this evening, and y'all have had enough tragedy and up in and around your area. But y'all stay well and stay safe. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Duncan, I got hiccups. Didn't mean to do that, but that just comes along with the territory sometimes. But appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And then we got JK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And I'd like to say good evening to my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She in the other room, she was reading when I came into the radio shack here. So she's, I don't know what she's doing now. But she is here. additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
This is Andy. Please check in. 207 after the end of the night. Last and Edmund are the negative.
Gary and everybody on the net, please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in your mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, I guess everyone's tuning in the weather off and on and see what the weather's going to bring us. Guess I have to lower antennas and all that good stuff and pray that the good Lord watches over everybody so they don't lose their antennas out there. Anyway, check me out again. Good evening to you. N4, NLR.
4 DOS, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Victor, Whiskey, Quebec. That's KO4BWQ. This is Jimmy down in Anderson.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And N4NLR, that's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And Jim,
I hope nothing happens to my antennas, but I don't ever take them down, and I leave them up, and I don't ever unplug anything, you know, and one of these days I'm liable to get hit with lightning and my antennas get blown down. But until that happens, we're going to stay on the air in case we're needed for communications. But in the meantime, you take care over there in Greenville, and thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. And then we got J04PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. And K04VWQ. That's Mr. Jimmy. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Nice to hear you tonight. Say hello to Joy from us. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. This is W4SBX Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville. And I've got more of a question than a comment, but I will stick around for the rag too. I wanted to ask you a question, Gary.
DOS. Please check in KC4SKD, Larry. Also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley. No traffic and no wreck to you tonight. And I'm bringing along by telephone relay N9TEC Randall in Asheville and KF4GGF Charlie, Goose Creek. I hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Enjoy, really got a enjoyment out of speaking to Bernice over the radio the other day, Tom. I just wanted to relay that to you and Miss Bernice. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And next, we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Brad. Hope you are doing well. And Brad, I'll be back to get your question in just a few minutes. Appreciate you being with us. And then we got KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC. That's Mr. Randall up in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. You and Miss Rhonda, please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And when you talk to Randall and Charlie again, tell them I said howdy. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the end of the alphabet, the Uniform True Zulu, the patient group on a Saturday night. Uniform True Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB.
My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Wes, Gary, everybody, please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative 73.
DOS, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela if we said hello. And also tell Miss Angela she won the door prize tonight there, young man. She made number 50 on my log so far, so I do appreciate you and Miss Angela coming along and being with us. And next, we'd like to say good evening, KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Clint. Hope you are doing well. And WB4ZPH, that's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. David, I liked your call. I really do. Appreciate you being with us. You know, I thought about changing my call. I could probably get my father-in-law's call, WB4YUO. But nobody would know who I was if I changed my call. I've had mine so long, so I'll just stick with what I got. You know, you can't beat donkey on skates. Appreciate you being with us there, David. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. In and out tonight. Over.
Wrong place now. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India KJ4 BKI Jack over in Rock Hill. Just gonna say hi to man. Y'all have a good Z3 round the board. Take care. We'll be in and out.
KI4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KJ4 JD. That's Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave over there in Greer as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope both y'all are doing well there, Dave. Then we got KJ4BKI, Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Jack, I'm going to try to see if I can get in up on the 10 meters here in just a little while. Maybe I can holler at you on 10 meters up there when you say that starts at 10 o'clock.
It's 3,400. But it's a very rising. It's all vertical. I wish it was horizontal. It's all vertical, so let's go vertical probably to hear you, unless you get a good bounce. But yeah, we'll be in here, man. I'll be listening for you.
And we'll see what we can do. But again, appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Again, to speak up just a little bit louder. You're right in my noise level.
All I got out of that was Victor Tango somewhere in that call. Try it again.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Tango. Back.
Man, I got you that time. KN4VVT. Kilo, November 4, Victor Tango. Zach, I got you there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. And if I missed your name up, I apologize.
Joel, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Romeo, Delta, Charlie, Don, and Liberty. It'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4RDC. That's Mr. Don over here in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the reactive portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I'm going to use net control's prerogative this evening. I'm going to go over here and get Mr. Brad, W4SBX, before Mr. Larry. I'm going to pick up Brad and his question before I go over and talk to Larry. So, Brad, what's on your mind there, young man?
DOS, this is W4SBX. Hey, Gary, I was wondering, I think, are you the one that does the swap net? Because I think that you said let you know when you sell something. I just wanted to ask you if you're the one that did that or not.
Yes, sir. I'm the one and only. I'd run the net on Wednesday nights with the swap net.
Roger that. You know, in case I miss it next week, I was wanting to let you know that 2 meter, 70 centimeter radio that I put on there was sold the next day, and I appreciate the opportunity to sell it on the net, but you can mark that one off.
That was at VV898.
Can't remember the model number right off. I think it was a Victor dash or VV-898, I believe. Little small mobile unit, and I sold it to a guy named Terry. I got his call sign, but I don't know if that's important. I just wanted to let you know, you can take it off.
All righty, Brad. Well, I do appreciate that, young man. And I've got that reached up and got my other book and marked that off. But I've still got the other thing that you got listed, and we'll run that again Wednesday night, okay?
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate you running the net, Gary, and I thank you for coming back to me on that 73s, and I hope y'all stay safe up there.
I do appreciate you, and you take care, and again, thanks for letting me know. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go to the next track you were called? KI4DOS. Next up on the clean, shiny, dry stuff, at least it's dry right now, is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, over there in Greer. Larry, are you getting ready for the wind event, supposedly, that we're going to have?
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Everybody listening. Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been reminded, three different times today? That I should take down the patio umbrella. Now those things are, if the umbrella is up, if you catch my meaning there, they can just blow right away in a wind event. But this time we got this warning. But Donna came through and says, do you have that umbrella still up? You know, and rather than get down into the weeds with her, I just thought, I'll get up right now, honey. I'm going to get up right now and pull it out of its stand and lay it on the ground. Is that okay?
You're a wise man there, Larry. That's the best thing to do when they say jump. You say how high on the way up.
I like the way you augmented that. Well, yes, it's been a good day here. I have enjoyed today, only because I didn't really have much work planned for myself. And me and the animals, we had a pretty good day. I'll have to say that. And I'm just happy. I'm happy to be here in the state I'm in. I'm getting to that point in life where I'm told that I should be looking for or expecting bad things to happen, you know, like loss of memory and things falling off, you know. I mean, if you read everything that you get in the mail, you know, and John and I do not answer the phone unless it's a number or a name, because it identifies who's calling, if it can. We just don't answer the phone. And I apologize to anybody who might have called me at any time, because this has been going on for years, at any time, and I just let your phone call ring. Well, if the phone itself does not know, and I would have to put that in there, that it can pass that call, then I just ignore it. And it can't identify it as anything, maybe, you know. But what that's for, it just catches all of the calls I don't want to receive, you know. I'm a bit old school in that. I do remember my dad was always strict about the telephone. No long-distance calls, none at all. And you don't receive them and you don't make them. So it's gotten easier with modern telephones. We have a landline as well as our cell phones. And in each case, you're able to either block or ignore calls that you don't recognize. But I know, I'm sure that somebody has called and I wanted to take their call, but I couldn't because I didn't have the information in the phone or in the phone or the cell phone. Life gets tedious, don't it?
Yeah, you're talking about telephones. Look, you know, you and I go back to party lines. A lot of people don't know what we're talking about when we say that. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but, you know, there's a... Got a voicemail on the cell phones, and got an answering machine on the house phone. And if I don't answer it, leave a message if you need to talk to me about something, and I will call you back. But I look at it this way, Larry. I'm paying my phone bill, and if I want to talk to somebody, I'll pick up the phone and answer it. Especially if I know who it is. If I don't want to talk to anybody, I'll let it ring and let it go to voicemail. And if there's something urgent that needs to be taken care of, they can leave me a message and I'll get right back to them here shortly. But yeah, as long as I'm paying the bill, I figure I can answer the phone and talk to whoever I want to when I want to.
You're absolutely right there, Gary, for sure. I don't know you could get an argument out of anybody. That just makes common sense. The common sense, common sense can get old. it can get old as we do, I suppose. And that's a curiosity to me. And, you know, every so often, I can't remember exactly when it happened last or what the circumstances were, but I was just either acknowledged or looked upon as an old person. I don't think of myself that way. I've been around a while, a good long while, and I've seen things come and go. I don't really try hard to stay up with the most current, modern, you know, clicky thing. I probably... Nobody listening to me right now does either, I suppose. I'm just supposing that nobody who can hear me talk tries to stay up with the most modern clicky thing. But we have to understand, we have to keep in mind that those people are all around us, and we got to live here with those folks. And I should hope that we could do that without explaining, you know, all these differences. I try to just get along, don't you? KK4, JPQ.
POS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With KK4 JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, I worked with a fella. He was our IT guy, and he had to have the greatest, latest, you know, whatever. If they came out with a new clicker toy, he was going to get it. He asked me all kinds of questions about stuff, and I said, look, I don't know anything about that. I said, you go in there and play with your computer, and I'll go out here and do my thing. I said, you can't drive a truck, I can. So, you know, you run your computer, and I'll run the trucks and the forklifts and all that. And I said, well, both be happy, and we'll get something done. He started laughing at me. But he was one of those that whatever the latest, greatest thing was, yeah, a new phone come out. He had to have the latest and the greatest. And, he's got more electronic toys than he knows what to do with. But that's what he, wants to spend his money on. I can't tell him not to. I wouldn't if I could. You know, that's his money. He earned it, not me. But, I'm sure there's some out there that have to have the latest and the greatest. But, you know, there's some things that, you look at some of the older things that are no longer around anymore. And, man, I tell you what, they made our life a whole lot easier. But they've got new stuff out now that instead of being able to repair or whatnot, you throw it away and get you a new one. It's made life easier, too, so I can't complain. The only thing that's constant in this old life, Larry, is change, as far as I can find out.
You're right. Change, look for it, accept it when it comes. If you can, you know, if you can. You can fight it if you want to. But you're likely... just take a step back. I mean, that's all I know. It used to be, and I thought when I got a really nice one, I thought, you'll know what I'm driving at here in a minute. When I got a really nice one, I thought, gosh, now I really have got it made. I really do. This is going to be so convenient. We're sticking with phones. When somebody calls now, and this is before the phone identified the number or the name or anything about it, just a number or just a call. I guess you'd have to have something to go on. But, let's turn it around. I'm going to make a call. Now, this thing shined when you were going to make a call. You couldn't keep everybody's number in your head, you know? So it was called a Rolodex, of course. And I still have one that I have from, oh, golly, maybe it's 25, 30 years ago, a Rolodex. It was nice and handy, little thing. I could keep it in a desk drawer, take that thing out, go through, it was tabbed, you know, for the alphabet, and I just go to the number or go to the first letter of the last name, you know, and then I'm close. I know I'm going to be close, and then I go with the little moves, you know, the little, and finally I get right there, and there's the number. Well, those are buggy whips now. You know what my reference is there. You know, those are buggy whips now. Nobody has Rolodexes, I suppose. And before that, you know, the little address books that you used to carry or something else that would have a place to write down phone numbers and names and such. and they'd arrange those pages alphabetically. And, you know, they were making attempts to make it easier when your thinker could not keep up with everything snappy. So, currently, of course, if your TV is on and it's the right kind of television, you can just make the television make a phone call, speak to it, you know, and it'll understand you and it'll do exactly your bidding, you know. And a phone will do the same thing, you know. And I don't know, I can get one little thing wrong. Now, one thing about those conveniences is that everything has to happen just as it wants to hear it. If you make a mistake, I mean, anything can happen. And with me, it has, you know. And I get all discombobulated. I think that word came from Lucy, the Lucy Show, discombobulated. She got in trouble, that girl. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Gary. KK4JBQ.
KLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I tell you, I had a Rolodex up until, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago. And I don't know what happened to it. I've misplaced it and I can't find it. It's probably still here in the house. I just can't find it. But another thing that I did, there's another thing out that we haven't mentioned. That was a telephone directory, a phone book. when was the last time you saw a phone book, you know? they're another thing of the past. But I've got a thing here with business cards in it. If I do business with somebody and I like their work and or, you know, what they offer or whatnot, you know, and they're very nice and polite, I'll use them again. But I've got a whole book over here that's old business cards. And I just keep adding leaves to it. You buy the loose leaf pages and just, you know, when you get a new one in there, you just slide it in there. And of course, sometimes you get having to rearrange them, you get so many and then they get unalphabetized and you have to re-alphabetize them. That takes a little bit of time, but that, you know, that's a whole lot of fun. And something when you're doing that, you can find out, oh, this guy went out of business or he passed away or, you know, or whatever. And I keep up with stuff like that as well. Especially with, like automotive repair, concrete, you know, just kind of weird stuff. But people that I've used that have done real good work for me, tree work, you know, somebody that does good tree work. I had about three different tree people in there until I ran across this last folks that did tree work for me, and they did it at such a timely fashion and at a good price. I took the others out of my book, and so it's gotten a little thinner, but that's another way to keep up with all them numbers.
You brought in a lot of thoughts there. I think I remember the last telephone directory I had a telephone directory when we moved here. We moved here 25 years ago. It's going on 26 now. And I still have it. It's out in the garage. I know exactly where it is. It's my hometown. And I thought, well, I just want to keep this. I remember having that thought when we were packing to move. And so when I got here, put up some shelves in the garage, and this is one of the first things I put, and I haven't touched it since, you know. I just wanted to have it. And I didn't realize that they would do away with them all together. There were telephone books, the Yellow Pages, type of telephone books. Here in Greenville, I know I got at least one or two copies of that, but they go back years now. They're not being issued anymore. Why would you do that when everybody's got their own little directory of numbers that they, you know, that are very personalized? But now, as far as this, what the other thing you referenced, numbers of people who've done good work and whatnot, I've got refrigerator magnets that they would give me, of course. I've got refrigerator magnets for the best plumber that I've ever come in contact with. This plumber lets me work with him. Now you might think, that's crazy. You're doing free work for this. Well, I'm the curious type about everything. So if the guys, you know, remember one time in particular, he was lifting a very heavy sink replacement in the kitchen. Kitchen sink, you know, and it looked like he was going to bring that in and try to set that in very nicely, just, you know, down with the slightest touch, all by himself. And I said, let me have half of that, you know, and he was willing for me to do that. And so I helped him lower that sink right in place. Yeah, so anyway, he gave me one of his refrigerator magnets. And the other thing that I would recommend that people use is a dry erase board. You know, the little thing you can carry along with you. I keep one by my side here. And I can quick just, you know, use a dry erase pen, you know, to write down a phone number maybe or somebody's name perhaps. Easily erased. Doesn't cause, you know, a paper trash, you know, when you have to wad up a piece of paper and toss it. No, this thing, you just give it a wipe, and it's erased. For something that's temporary, you know. And I find that I'd like those, the way that works. We all make our way. And given what you and I have been subjected to, the number of years that we've been subjected to, we're going to come up with our own way, aren't we? And, anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm glad that you took the initiative and went to the other fellow first. I was going to remember his name. I know it starts with a B. Brad, perhaps. I'm glad you took him because I didn't want him to wait all this time. And that was a good thing, good thought on your part. I wish to tell everybody one more time that we've got a wind event coming up. We didn't suffer the last time, but you know that the wind can come out of a different direction, and that can make all the difference on how it affects you. Take into account all these warnings that you might hear. Do what you think is proper thing to do. I hate what, you know, one bad storm can do to people. We've all been through that. If not personally, we've had somebody we know. And the world changes, you know, and that can happen. So keep your head on a swivel, as they say. I'll turn it back to you, Gary. It's always a pleasure to be here and to talk with you for a little bit. It makes for a really nice day. If I didn't do anything else today that was enjoyable, this was it. KK4JBQ.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Always enjoy talking with you. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. I'll leave you with this thought. I have found, and you probably found this too, you said you were helping the plumber do some work. I have found if you've got somebody that's doing something like that and you want to get in there and help, don't get in there like you know it all. Ask them questions, you know, not to slow their work progress down, but you know, talk to them about what they're doing and let them
teach you something. They know all the shortcuts. If they don't, you know, they probably know more than you do anyway. I found that to work a whole lot better than anything else when you come in. I've learned a lot on construction jobs. I was doing intercom systems and sound systems and stuff like that. But you walk over to a tile man that's tiling a bathroom, and you talk to him about it, and he'll tell you, he will tell you a lot and teach you a lot real quick. So you can learn a lot by not telling them how to do their job, but asking them questions and let them tell you what they're doing. Just food for thought. But Larry, good talking with you. Again, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Glad you got your umbrella down. You won't have to chase it across the parking lot or down the street or something. Y'all take care over there and batten down the hatches. 7-3 there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called KI4DOS.